We fight a teacher, but we need a teacher. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We fight a teacher, but we need a teacher. Yes, we all need a teacher. We all need someone who is going to show us the way. Someone who is going to open that doorway into the infinite awareness for us. Someone who is going to care enough about us that everything works out in divine order. And the teacher is one who believes in us. The teacher is one who believes in us and knows that we're going to succeed. We're going to accomplish what we want. It's just a matter of persevering, staying with what we're working on to achieve what we want to achieve. Now, a teacher stays with us. A teacher continually guides us. A teacher continually walks with us and holds our hand. A teacher gives us that necessary kick that gets us going to do the things that are necessary to do. That's what a teacher does. But where do teachers come from? How do we find a teacher? We travel from school to school. We travel from various institution to institution to the gurus that we hear about, all these magical people that we learn about, and we feel we'd like to be a teacher. We'd like to find a teacher. Not that we want to be it, we want to find a teacher. We want to find someone who's going to show us the way, someone who's going to open the door for us. And then that magical day comes along. Oh, what a magical day it is. The magical day that we find our teacher. And how glorious it is. We find our teacher. And we look at our teacher and we say, "You're our teacher." And we don't have any respect for the teacher outwardly. We say, "Sure, you're knowledgeable, you're competent, you're capable, you're experienced in these things, you have certification in these things, you're a teacher, but I don't know. And the more we look at the teacher, the more we discount the teacher and put the teacher down and say, "Oh my goodness, I made a mistake here." And so what we do, we run from teacher to teacher. We go from one wonderful sharer to another mentor, to another teacher, to another person who's going to open the door for us. And they all end up saying the same thing to us, because we're ready at this point to hear this same thing that we hear from all of them. Each one says, "Until you have humility, until you have respect for yourself, until you have respect for the divine in you, any teacher that comes along may guide you and may encourage you to be the finest and best you can be, but until you have that inner humility, you'll never learn a thing from the teacher. At least you think you won't learn a thing. You'll learn a lot more than you'll know, but you think you don't learn anything. And it's a wearisome, not an enjoyable journey at all, not very desirable, not very wonderful." And I have many students that I have worked with all over the world, and that's an understatement. And each one of these students, in the first part, think that they're better than I am, and that's wonderful. They think they're superior to learning, and in a way, that's good. They think that there's nobody who can teach them anything, and they're exactly right there. They think that I'm full of beans. And I am. And they think that no matter what happens, nobody can open the doorway for them to find their inner peace. And they are exactly 100% right. The more we are humble to our teacher, the more we find our real teacher. The more we can be humble, if you will, receptive, open, listen to the outward teacher, the more we find our real teacher, the more we find who we really are. Why do we fight our teacher? We do, you know. And why do we need a teacher? And we do, you know. How would I describe a teacher? A teacher is one that says to our mind and heart, we are ready for this understanding. Now, we don't know what we're ready for, because we are ready for the understanding that we don't know that we're ready for. It's sort of a conundrum, but we're ready for something that we are really not aware that we are ready for. Because as a little child learns to speak English, his first attempts at speaking any language, speaking English, is rather primitive. Me, mine, go, I want, you know. And so it's rather primitive. It's like speaking to a dog. When you speak to a dog, you say certain words that mean something. Sit, come, stay. And the dog understands that because he has learned to put the action with the word. But you can bill and coo all you wish into the dog's ear and say, you're so wonderful, you're such a good guy, you're so great, I enjoy being with you. Every time I take a walk with you, I just feel so wonderful. You just, and he wags his tail, and he looks at you with his big eyes and says, you're right, you're right, you're right. And he doesn't have the slightest idea of all the things that you're saying. He doesn't know that you're training him to be gentle. He doesn't know that you're training him to be a loving dog, that you're training him to come when you call. He doesn't know that. He is ready for that teaching, but he doesn't know that, because he wants to be a house receptive dog. He wants to be a dog that's accepted in the world in which he is. And so he learns not to jump up on people, and he learns all these little things. They say, oh, those are very simple, simple things. That's right. Very simple. But it takes humility. It takes humility for a dog not to jump up on you when he's so happy, he's just so frisky, he's just so joyous, he just got to express it somehow. And so he just wiggles that tail back there and says, yes, 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 yes. Now, you and I, when we seek out our teacher, do we give our teacher the same devotion a dog gives to us? Well, perhaps our teacher doesn't feed us physical food. He doesn't feed us strokes and petting and loving like we do to a dog. But the teacher gives us something far greater. The teacher gives us an inspiration for learning. The teacher gives us an inspiration for being ourselves, for knowing that wonderful knowledge that the teacher has the inspiration for sharing. Now, the teacher may share with us how to play the piano, and so we do what he says. The teacher cannot get inside of our body and play the piano for us. He cannot get inside of our mind and sing for us. He cannot get inside of our being and be us. He can only motivate us, only inspire us, only lead us, direct us to find that inner self that we are. So when people come to me and they ask for a speedy course, I say, sure, you can have the speedy course. It just takes you so many weeks to accomplish what you want to accomplish. But I want to skip all this other stuff. Well, I'm sorry, I don't teach that way. Because I know that if you skip all that other stuff, then you will not have the foundation for being who you are. Now, if you don't want to be who you are, as I interpret it, then find someone who teaches you how to be who you are, as you interpret it. Now, you came to me as a teacher because you wanted the way I teach, you wanted the things I teach, you wanted the motivation that I'm blessed to share with you and others, and that's what you want. Now, it's not easy, and we fight the teacher. We say, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. She doesn't know what she's talking about. But we really need the teacher. We're very discouraged by how the teacher encourages us to be ourselves and have fun. We're very discouraged by how the teacher just sort of blasé attitude toward our difficulties in learning. Oh, it'll come. Just keep applying. It will not come. It will not come. I cannot just keep applying it. And we fight, and oh, do we fight, and oh, do we fight. And we want exactly what the teacher has. I have so many students coming to the University of Healing, and I say, just take the first course. And with the first course, you have a good beginning. And people take that to mean that the first course is all that's necessary, that all the three programs of the university are not really necessary. Well, that's true. If you want to go just a little ways along your path, then take just the first course. But the second course teaches you application, how to apply that. And the third course teaches you, I am it. But we have to take these steps to come to the ability within ourselves to say, I am it. And we fight the teacher all along the way. And we want to do it our way. We don't want to write in the first person present tense positive. We don't want to do our exactly 100 words for each of the essays that we write. And lo and behold, after the first three or four essays, we write 100 words because that's what our consciousness is designed to do. We have chosen to teach it to do that. We have learned that skill, that discipline. And one discipline, little ones, adds upon another. And this is something that a teacher helps us with. Now, there are many. There are many, many, many beings on earth who do not have a teacher. They have to struggle themselves. They have to discipline themselves. They have to walk alone. And it's a very difficult task. There's no motivation. There's no encouragement. There's no inspiration. They have to find it themselves. But somewhere within them, they have that little bell, that little buzzer, that little desire. That little desire that says, yeah, you can do it. You can do anything you want to do. Just go and do it. And then they don't listen to anything on the outer saying they can't do it, and they don't tell people on the outer that they can do it, that they just go do it. And then people on the outer, they say, wow, you did that. Wow, you're great. Wow, hey, I didn't know you could do it. Hey, you're fantastic. Yes, that's right. You're fantastic. Now, why are you fantastic? Well, you're fantastic because of one thing. You're fantastic because you went within, finally, and you applied all the humility, all the discipline, all the desire to be what you want to be. And though you fought the teacher, you welcomed the teacher within yourself when you finally found it, realizing the teacher within yourself is a much more stern taskmaster than any outer teacher is. Because the outer teacher says, do as you wish. If you desire this, this is how I see you accomplishing it. And your inner teacher says, you don't do as you wish, you follow your desire, you follow your goal, you give it your 100%. There's no such thing as giving it less than 100%. There's no such thing as not doing it. There's no such thing as saying that you have to work a weekend, you have to work on days when you'd rather not work. There's a task to be done, and you go and do it, and you feel fit and open to do it. You don't say, I'm sick. You don't say, I'm unhappy. You don't say... When you are living from your inner cause, driven by your inner desire, driven by your inner self, you can accomplish anything. Then, truly, and wonderfully, you have found your teacher. The teacher that your outer teacher guided you to. Yes, you can find it without the outer teacher. And you may be blessed to be disciplined and diligent and dedicated. You may be blessed to have humility and listen within. But if you find an outer teacher is helpful, then, and you're guided to that outer teacher, then follow that outer teacher and let that outer teacher guide you to your inner teacher, your reality, who you really are. Yes, we fight our teacher, but we need a teacher. We don't need it so much as it's a convenience and it's a joy. So walk with me today in the steps of your inner teacher and realize that when you let go and let the divine in you guide you, direct you, and lead you into all ways, everything opens before you in a manner that is beyond anything you could have ever dreamed. Have a lovely day, and listen to that teacher within. It's always there. It's always there saying, I'm ready for you. I love you. You're wonderful. Oh, you're wonderful. No master could speak as lovingly to his pet as the inner speaks to us. When we turn to the inner and are ready to walk the inner path. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.